Is there anything on earth like the smile and laughter of a child? When my daughter by marriage, Sarah, was about 6 months old, my wife, Elizabeth, participated in a research project at the University of Toledo. Sarah was shown images of various objects, and a reaction was recorded. She was shown numerous pictures of faces of people and inanimate objects. Every time, she demonstrated a heightened and more positive reaction when shown a picture of a person's face than when she was shown a picture of a tiger or an object like a beach ball. And here's the kicker. Her reaction to being shown the face of her mother resulted in the sweetest of reactions, smiling and cooing. She recognized her caregiver, her mom. She recognized the face of the parent who loved and cherished her. Not only did she respond to the face of the one in whom she felt safety and love, but she also recognized her connection to other people. I can't help but think of Easter when thinking about the research done with Sarah. As we continue to celebrate Jesus this Easter season, we are reminded He was the Son who, in the love of His Father, lifted us up in His life, death, and resurrection. Being lifted up in Jesus gives us a window to see who the Father is. What we see in Jesus is that the Father is for us, He loves us, and His face is turned toward us, shining with love. With life's mountaintop highs, and especially during the valley lows, we sometimes lose sight of who God is. But as we turn our eyes to Jesus, we are lifted up with His eyes of faith to see that the Father's face is still shining on us. From this vantage point, we can pray along with the psalmist with the confidence that the Father has answered us in Jesus. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make His face shine on us so that Your ways may be known on earth, Your salvation among all nations. May the peoples praise You, God. May all the peoples praise You. As we see the Father's face smiling upon us, like Sarah saw in her mother's face, we supernaturally respond with joy, keeping our eyes on Jesus, who is the supreme revelation of the Father. A response of praise and joyful worship becomes a way of life. While keeping our eyes on Him, Jesus works by His Spirit in our joy and laughter to bring many sons and daughters to relationship and joy for His glory. Is it any wonder? I'm Anthony Mullins, speaking of life.
Thanks for watching GCI Speaking of Life. We hope you enjoyed it and were inspired.
We'd love to connect with you, so be sure to like us on Facebook.
You can also check out more on our website and subscribe to our newsletter for the most current GCI news.
Thanks again for watching, and we'll see you in the next video.